Hello, hello. My name is Shweta.
And my name's Amreen.
And you're listening to your favorite podcast,
Dil To Podcast Hai.
So the year is now 2021. The pandemic is still ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
And last year in 2020, we gave you guys a new series that was called The Underrated Series.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very well appreciated.
Absolutely. The feedback that we got from our audience for our last series was incredible. And do you remember, Shweta, how like Twitter was going off, Instagram was going off? The phones were going off.
The phones were going off.
And everyone loved and enjoyed what we had to say about a bunch of these actors that we thought they were underrated. And the cherry on top was Abhishek Bachchan actually heard the podcast we did on him, and he actually tweeted.
So 2021 is here.
Yep.
And we are back with a new series for this year, and it is called The Sibling Rivalry Series.
So we thought we will discuss the Bollywood siblings and compare their careers.
And we will talk about the circumstances of their debuts. You know, when one sibling comes before the other sibling, circumstances are different, situations are different, and sometimes the second sibling gets things handed to them on a platter. So we want to discuss about that and see, you know, who is the more talented one, who had the better filmography, who got more awards, who has more fans, and just kind of compare the two because, you know, between siblings, rivalries are inherent.
Right.
Why not talk about it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's what we're going to be doing in this new series, and we hope you enjoy it. And the first episode is a sibling duo that is very well known. People love them. People love to talk about them. These girls are very famous in their own right, and they have a lineage in Bollywood.
Oh, yeah.
So who are these girls?
So this week's episode, we'll be talking to you about Karishma and Kareena Kapoor.
So I think everybody who is a Bollywood fan out there loves either Karishma or Kareena or both.
Yeah.
And Amreen and I also have our opinions on both of the sisters. And we want to, you know, at the end of the episode, definitely do tell us, did we change your opinion? Did you learn anything about the sisters? Who do you think is more talented? Mm-hmm. We would love to hear from you and find out as well. So
this is going to be very interesting because, you know, Karishma and Kareena, they came in two different times.
Yeah, yeah.
And barring their age gap, I think they're like 6 years apart.
Well, that's it?
Yeah, so just look at their career graphs, look at their performances, and we'll be definitely talking to you about each segment of their strengths and weaknesses. And and to be honest, right now, I think it was Kareena Kapoor who got like the bigger due.
I think so. I think off the bat, we can definitely say she's gotten more fame, more love, more fans, more adulation, more ads even.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm still stuck at the fact that they're only 6 years apart. I swear, I felt they were at least 10 years apart because of the way, like, I feel Karishma definitely got a shorter end of the stick.
Yeah.
But let's start off with Karishma and talk about, you know, when did she debut? How old was she?
Yeah, so Karishma was only 15.
Shoot.
And she was actually coming to the industry after, I think, the last Kapoor was like
Rajiv Chimpu.
Yeah. Rishi, I guess.
But didn't the random, like, the other brothers also try and then none of them worked out? That one who looked like Shami, Rajiv, right?
Oh, yeah, the Rajiv, yeah. Rajiv Kapoor. I think that's, wow.
But yeah, so it's been a while.
Yeah, so it's been a while. So here it is. Like, the Kapoor family is known for a little bit of hypocrisy in covenant with acting. Because they only send the boys.
Yeah.
They don't send the girls. And Karishma was the first girl from the Kapoor family to come in and debut.
And even their daughter-in-laws that get married. If you marry a Kapoor, you have to leave your acting career. It's just a given. You can't act after you have married.
Yeah.
So I think, and I think, what was it? I think Babita basically fought hard for Karishma to be able to become an actor.
Exactly, because she also like turned off her career after she got married, and obviously she was more into the family life. Her husband or even the family in general did not really encourage her to do films, but she really wanted her daughters to kind of go in and get in, and she was really hustling Karishma Kapoor back in the day.
So bichari at 15, so I mean schooling, sabkuch, like high school, like
left that, so Karishma started when she was 15 with the movie called Prem Kaidi.
I haven't seen it. Have you?
I have. And unfortunately, it was one of the worst debuts ever.
Wow.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I know we're talking about the 90s here.
Yeah, that's true.
It came on early 90s. So she starred with a South Indian actor called Harish Kumar. This movie, like, was really bad.
कि चंद्रू मुझे स्विमिंग सिखाएगा लेकिन तुम तो ना कर रहे हो नो प्रॉब्लम
Just to come from that, like yeah. it was a remake of a Telugu movie. I remember watching it, and I was just like, "What's going on?" And to launch a Kapoor in a film like this was something very like uncalled for.
Yeah, I feel like this. First, I haven't even seen this film. I don't know who Harish is, and I feel okay. So here's what I'm thinking right now. Maybe the industry also knew that Kapoor girls don't act.
Yeah,
and so it was hard for them to find a good debut for Karishma, like yeah. for Babita to find her debut. This is what they got. It seems like this is the best they could do. Maybe yeah. these are the only people that were willing to take a Kapoor daughter. And I mean, yeah, because I don't even know. This film didn't do well, did it?
No, not at all. Not at all. So it was such a thanda, or, you know, like such a bad way to debut, you can say, comparison to how you see Star Kids today, especially launched, with yeah. the launch pad.
It's a whole event. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Prem Kaidi happened. And so she had a string of other films that were not too good. I haven't really seen much of her early filmography. Mm-hmm. But I know Amreen has.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, that's what you call a true fan.
Yeah, no, I really like Karishma yeah. growing up, and like, you know, so I've seen most of her films.
Yeah,
and I mean, she's done a couple of films in the early 90s, but I remember she did a couple of films with Salman Khan, which I probably will have to mention because I think that's the first Khan she actually interacted and worked with.
Yeah.
And that time Salman Khan was big because Maine Pyar Kiya yeah. and Sajan and stuff like that. So she did a film called she did two films actually called Jagrati and Nishe. And both films flopped. Fortunately, even though she started working with a Khan yeah. at that time, she still did not get that, you know, like that hit, that yeah, first hit that or that push
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
kind of go like, you know.
So what do you think was her first kind of like film where it was like, okay, Karishma is kind of starting to make it or she's kind of arriving? Raja Babu? For me, it was Raja Babu. Raja Babu,
chal gaya koi jadoo. Yeah, with your favorite Govinda,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love Govinda. I actually love their pairing, but I think that we can talk about that because they've done many films together, all comedies, yeah. and I think you can see her comic timing, you can see her chemistry with Govinda. It's been mind-blowing in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think it's their first collaboration with David Dhawan, and I'm sure like yeah. I mean, that collaboration kind of lasted for a bit.
It lasted
her, right?
for a
yeah,
while, and it was a successful collaboration. So Raja yeah. Babu, I guess, is her foray into... with David Dhawan and yeah. Govinda. And you know, like, I was just even looking at her filmography right now. If you look at these names, Jigar, Anadi, Mukabla, Sangram, I don't know, Shaktiman? Like,
yeah.
like, I would never know these are Karishma Kapoor films.
Yeah.
I think that's important to note that the early 90s were not, like, path-breaking for her.
Yeah, the best for her, yeah.
And maybe 94 is where things started looking a little better.
Yeah.
With... Andaz?
We have Andaz, yeah, which was, she started with Anil Kapoor and Juhi Chawla.
Yeah, yeah.
This was a big hit, I remember. And she was, like, playing the second lead, you can yeah. say, right?
She was kind of pushing the envelope, in my opinion.
Right.
She was pretty forward and like, the way she... So Anil Kapoor's a married man, from what I remember, and she's all over him in the sense that she's like, I don't care if you're married, I like you.
अब मैं किसी और के बारे में सोच भी नहीं सकती. मैं आपको एक हफ्ते की मोहलत देती हूँ. आठवें दिन आपको ये मंगलसूत्र मेरे गले में पहनाना होगा.
But people did appreciate Karishma's
yeah,
performance,
yeah.
even though Juhi was the main lead and she was a contemporary. But even at that time, to even take a film
yeah.
with such a popular actor, like, you know, that's very commendable.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
You know?
Especially in the 90s, you're right, when women didn't like to do, like they would see ki mera role bada hai, uska role bada hai.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this was also with David Dhawan.
Yeah.
And then comes another film, Andaz Apna Apna,
which was huge, yeah.
Yeah, which I guess it wasn't huge in the moment, but yeah, now look
yeah.
at it.
It's now a cult now.
देखो वो जो रवीना है ना वो रवीना नहीं है वो जो है वो मैं हूँ और मैं जो हूँ वो है
It's so interesting how now it's like this, like, Andaz Apna Apna, if you haven't seen it, people like frown upon you.
Exactly. But again, like Rajkumar Santoshi,
yeah.
He wasn't as big at that time mm-hmm. over there as a director, but he was getting there. I think he took like three, four years to make this film because the differences between the actors.
Wow.
Karishma wouldn't get along with Ramina, Amir wouldn't get along with Adha Salman, but look at their chemistry on screen. All four of them were amazing.
So there's another string of just films where
mostly comedy you can mm-hmm. see, like, you know, that's Coolie Number One, which
mm-hmm.
was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, she's done
Papi Gudiya, yo
Papi Gudiya, yo.
We have to talk about Papi Gudiya. She has also done horror. Okay.
Yes. The Bobby versatility.
Gurdia. Yeah. Yeah. You see, like, back in the 90s, doing a horror film based off of Seed of Chucky. You know, so basically, I think Papi Guria is where they have any of you guys were around at that time, Kmart or Zellers, not even Walmart, like Kmart or Zellers, picture dolls, like the baby doll, you would get the toddler dolls. Yeah. That is the doll that's trying to murder everybody in the film.
Wow.
Oh, come on, Karishma.
It's really good, scary.
Wow.
I would say watch it if you're a horror buff. It's just hilarious to watch. It's like a comedy now. But yeah, she's done horror too, man. Supernatural, ye sab chalta hai.
So like here she is, she's trying her best to do a bunch of different kind of roles. She's worked, so right now we're in 95, she's worked with Govinda, she's worked with Salman, Aamir, even Sunil Shetty and Akshay Kumar, if you look at it. So it's a good string of attempts, you can say, that she's trying so hard here, but she's still not there.
Yeah, she's not an A-lister yet.
And Coolie number one was also known for nicest performances, right?
Yeah.
Because even her dressing started to kind of slowly change.
Yeah, I think in the beginning she was dressing kind of weird. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
Maybe.
But tab toh aise flashy kapde chalte, you had to have like silver in your outfits.
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
neon.
Yeah.
So Coolie number one, Sajan Chale Sasural, these are the films of hers from the early 90s that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
Jeet is a good one.
Yeah.
Yara, oh, yara.
And then comes something. Oh, I've seen Bal Brahmachari too. Don't even ask. It's
how's
really
that?
Bad, horrible. But that's what I mean. Why was Karishma doing these films?
Yeah, I really don't know because it's not like she was a bad actor.
No, she was never a bad actor. So it wasn't, this is all she got?
And I think by mid-90s, Urmila had come in too.
Yeah.
So Rangila was, I think, coming around the same time. So she got popular there. So I always felt like Karishma was always, like you said, on the shorter side of the stick, shorter end of the stick. And then in 1996, Dharmesh Darshan's Raja Hindustani.
Which, like, apparently broke records and broke the path and broke with any
broke
cast.
A lot of things.
I mean, Amreen and I don't know. What do you think? Did you really like it? I don't understand what was so exciting. It's
the same old plot of a poor boy and a rich girl.
Yeah.
I remember watching this with family. I was a little scarred.
Oh, yes.
The lip lock and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that was path breaking again.
Yeah.
Again, many paths were broken.
Yeah, and I'm sure in that time, I don't think no female actor would dare to come on screen and kiss.
Yeah.
The
and there's repercussions because now all of a sudden you're in that category of the actresses who do anything, quote unquote.
Exactly.
So, I mean.
But that was a big step for her.
It didn't work.
A lot of people liked it. The songs were huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. The music was such a big hit. They loved Aamir and Karishma's chemistry.
Yeah.
Overall, yeah, I didn't like the movie as a story as such.
Yeah.
But then performance-wise, she was good.
Yeah. Yeah, performances, she was good. She was good. Yeah.
And that kind of earned her her first Filmfare Award for Best Actress. So that's in 1996.
I want to clap for her. So yeah, Raja Hindustani. Finally, she's being recognized as like a credible actress.
But was she actually? She was just recognized for that movie. Because if you look at her succeeding movies, you can see.
Jurva, Hero Number One.
Again, comedies, which is okay.
Yeah.
She's good at that.
Mm.
But nothing, like, she was still never labeled number one.
Yeah.
And then we have 97. We have Dil To Pagal Hai.
Which
was probably her biggest film in terms of banner-wise. Because it's a Yash Raj film. Yash Chopra is directing it. You have a star cast of Shah Rukh, Madhuri.
Yeah.
And Karishma's role was actually rejected, like, I think, by so many actresses.
Yeah, nobody wanted to do it. So nobody wanted to play second fiddle to Madhuri.
Well, considering I had to act with Madhuri Dixit, who is a senior actress, who I'm such a big fan of, and people have actually liked my performance and appreciated it, it really means a lot.
Dil To Pagal Hai was a good break for her because even today when people watch it, between the two ladies, people remember Karishma Kapoor.
Yeah, anytime.
And
Madhuri was annoying.
You felt bad she didn't get Rahul.
Yeah. Rahul was a douche, but that's for another
day.
Rahul is the worst. Rahul is a dog. Rahul is a monkey. Aur kuch bhi ho jaye, main tumhare play mein nahi dance karungi.
Do you think who's better than dancing, her or Madhuri? I know a lot of people might get scandalized
when a lot of people think it's Madhuri, but I honestly like Karishma Kapoor. I think, like, Like, she was never given her due. She can dance, she can too. Dance.
And I feel she's more crisper than Madhuri. Yeah. You know, like, the steps-ki crispness?
Yeah.
Not that I should know anything about dancing.
What do you mean? You auditioned for Street Dancer.
I did. And Nora Fatehi got it instead. I was the runner-up, but, well, that's for another day.
Yeah.
But she won a National Film Award for Best Supporting Actress for Dil To Pagal Hai, which is kind of crazy. I guess it is well deserved, in my opinion. I mean, she did do very well in the film, with what she was given, the role and all. But, like,
a national award?
I mean, you know what? You know why I'm saying it's okay? Because I know she deserves a national award, whether it's for this or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm happy she has one. But I'm kind of like,
she has done better roles in the future too, so she could have gotten
but
more.
But chalo, ek baar to kuch to mila. Yeah. We're happy as fans. We're at least happy.
So moving on, like, again, like, you know, you would think at this time, you would, like, okay, here it is. YRF success, like, you know, and then David Dhawan and all these other directors. Now she's going to get more big banners.
Yeah.
But I still feel, again, if you see,
Silsila Hai Pyar Ka. Okay,
that's your movie.
But guys, Silsila Hai Pyar Ka is my favorite movie from my childhood and my favorite Karishma Kapoor movie. Chandrachur Singh is in it.
Oh,
if you guys have not seen it, please try to go out and watch it. It is very hard to find online, so good luck. But let me tell you guys, it's a good movie. It's got good music. She acted well. She's playing the little nerd from college who likes the jock, and she ends up working in the office of the jock who treats her like shit, and then eventually they end up together.
I love how she described the whole plot line for this movie.
This movie is so close to my heart, because all the movies that followed Silsila Hai Pyar Ka are movies of hers that I really liked.
And you watched most
and
of
they
them.
Were, and I think they were doing well too, right?
Yeah.
Like BB number one.
Yeah.
Haseena Maan Jayegi, another film of my childhood that I can never let go of.
What is mobile number? What is your smile number?
Yeah.
Hum Saath Saath Hai, I don't know. I mean, chalo.
Well, she got a Surya Bhattacharya film, I guess, for that, in that way.
Which was the hype, man.
It was so hyped up. Hype. I still remember, oh my God, I used to go to the theater with Sola twice.
Yeah?
AMC.
Wow. Yeah. I just remember the posters. It's like everybody could imagine is in this movie.
Yeah, And but if you look at that star cast, like,
she
gets Seth.
Yeah.
Like, she got Seth. I'm not saying, I love Seth too.
Yeah, me.
Hey, Prem Bhaiya.
But you know, at that time, like, it's not like she got Salman Khan. Or, you know, she was still like the third lead,
She was the third lead. So was Tabu the first?
And Monish. Monish. If you look at screen time, I don't know who got the most screen time.
I don't. You know who got the most screen time?
Reema Lagu. Reema Lagu got the most screen time.
Janmo ke saathi, hum saathe, saathe hai.
So Janwar comes around, Dulhan Hum Le Jayenge, another really good, fun film. Chal Mere Bhai, fun.
Yeah, and I think Dulhan Hum Le Jayenge was a hit, I remember, but Chal Mere Bhai didn't work that much.
What?
But I like the songs.
Me too, but I like the movie too.
Oh yeah,
Sanju Baba was actually good in this one, man.
Yeah. They're good, and then you can also see how Salman and Karishma's friendship kind of is like so strong.
Yeah, they're doing films, and I feel 90s at this time there was the genre of the action films, Akshay Kumar, Sunil Shetty, Ajay Devgan, and then there was these nice family rom-coms that Karishma was doing. So it is starting to get better for her. We should be positive. But just think about it. 2000 mein, then like it's almost like Chal Mere Bhai ke baad it starts kind of.
Dipping. Because now we see, like, okay, well the next movie after Chal Mere Bhai was a really good film, performance-wise, which was Khalid Muhammad's Fizza.
Mm.
She starred with Hrithik Roshan.
Mm.
And that movie, she was phenomenal. Yeah, like, she was, like, that was her, that's it. I think that was her turning point, you can say.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of people think Raja Hindustani was turning point, but I think Fizza, she was brilliant.
Yeah. I think that was where she got. That was her film.
I'm not sure how well it did in the box office.
I don't think it did well,
but yeah. I thought it was critically acclaimed for sure.
It was critically acclaimed, yeah.
And that got her another film for award for the best actress that year. And so here again, you think that, okay, this is it. Maybe there'll be more banners and more films. Yeah. And if you keep going, then there was Zubeda.
Yeah, which was really good, guys. A really good film. A lot of people actually haven't seen it, but it's a good film. She was so versatile in that.
Yeah.
And it was a period film, which I think was her first period film. With Manoj Bajpayee and Rekha, which is exciting.
Like movies like Fizza, Zubeda and stuff, like they were like different, like the character had a proper
arc,
a personality, the emotions, like you know, it was not just like a comedy film or an action film, right? It was just like it really challenged her.
Yeah, you know, I remember at this time a lot of comments were also made about her starting to look older. So I don't know if that was a problem, like even How Many Bhi Pyar Kiya she was with Abhishek, and it was like
people had a problem with that
she looks older than him, and there's this whole couple thing that they're gonna get married soon, and Badi Lag Rahi Hai.
Yeah,
and I think at this era it was also like once you are planning to get married, it's like people are kind of like, okay, like iska ho gaya.
Yeah, and I think people kind of decided that.
Yeah, people
because
decided
her movies
it.
Didn't, like her performance didn't, but I think people just thought like, okay, now like we're done with her.
And like what by the time 2006 rolls around, or 2003, fairly enough, Baz A Bird in Danger.
Oh my god.
It was Skip Baz, which is also a film that what to tell you. It's a good
Hello.
Tumhari jaan khatre mein. You are in danger.
Kya?
Comeback comes
Years later. 6 years later. And, you know, we get it. She gets married and, you know, and then she has kids and stuff like that. And she wants to focus on her daughters and stuff. I get all that.
Yeah.
So she took her break. Like, she took that break out of her own will and stuff. I get that.
Fair enough.
Then 2012, we hear that Karishma Kapoor is coming back. A comeback. And I get so excited. Actually, you know what? Before this, her actual comeback was in that TV show.
Karishma, the Miracle of Destiny. Yes. Yeah. What year was that?
That was in 2003, 2004.
Okay.
So that, I guess that wasn't really her comeback, but that was her first appearance.
Foray into television.
Into television.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't like, no A-lister actresses back then were going into television at all.
Yeah. That was such a taboo, and her trying a TV show just shows how like she wants to try different things.
She's versatile
and she's okay with these
things. She's not scared, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And here we are, 2012. She's gonna make her big comeback, mm-hmm. so-called quote-unquote. Mm-hmm. And she comes back with a movie called Dangerous Ishq.
The title is pretty dangerous in itself. And who was in this? So she was opposite Rajneesh Duggal, the model guy.
You like him, no?
No, I don't like him. I don't like. I feel like she deserved a better guy opposite her, basically.
Absolutely.
She deserved better, man.
Yeah, and do you think it's the fact that maybe no guys wanted to, like, maybe they thought they might get overshadowed? Maybe.
Or maybe, again, they were like, is she too old?
Maybe.
Because, like, wouldn't Akshay Kumar come back with her in the...
Yeah, actually. Yeah, you're right.
And the comeback was so disappointing that uske baad kuch hua hi nahi.
And that's the end of that.
Mere aur Rohan ke beech jo ho raha hai, uska connection meri past life se hai.
That's the end of that. And now she's in a TV. She came in a TV show called Mental Hood, right? So
yeah, Mental Hood. Yeah. It came out just a few months. Well, last year rather. Mm-hmm. And it got okay reviews. It had good reviews. It had another nice ensemble cast.
Yeah.
And I think it was a good idea for her to try the OTT platform because, you know, that's what everything is about now.
Yeah, that's the new place to be.
Yeah. And I think she did get really good reviews on that. Her character was something, obviously, that's relatable to her and probably to the audiences. Because everyone's getting pregnant these days.
Everyone's getting pregnant. It's cool and it's in to be pregnant these days. So, you know.
Right?
So what do we think? So off the bat, I think we think that Karishma Kapoor did not get the films that would have given her a chance to showcase her talent earlier on, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then the films that she did get that did well, they didn't yield results for her.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel people kind of gave up on her. I don't know if they were too bored. Because I feel she's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
She's so, like, she can act really well.
She's fit. She was one of the actresses who was actually fit. Like, when Madhuri started gaining weight, Juhi, you know.
Yeah.
Not that we're talking about body shaming or anything like that. But still, I used to look at her and be like, wow, she's like...
Actresses.
Abs. Yeah. In the 90s, man.
Yeah, exactly.
90s when girls were like, they looked good, but abs kisi ka nahi tha.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember her in Dulhan Le Jayenge in that song, that dress. You know the dress where it's like see through from the middle?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Yo,
dilo ka mera.
Pyar dilo ka mera hai. just so sad because she has so many. The thing is, she has fans. People, a lot of people loved her. And she didn't get the roles that I would have wanted her to get, or that would do justice to her talent. And then comes around her sister. So they had an overlap too, right? A little bit.
A little bit. But yeah. I think by the time Karishma... Okay, maybe that's also another interesting reason. Maybe by the time Karishma got her big hits, Karina just started to just come into...
Yeah, I know. I mean, they maybe like, they're like, look at her younger sister. She's fresh. She's 17 or however old she is.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people do compare the sisters. And there are people... I know a lot of guys... Like especially Karina. Newer age guys like Karina, and they think that she's better than her sister.
I'm just like, come on.
Yeah, it's like, A, you didn't see the struggle.
Yeah.
You didn't see. Yeah. We were there for it.
Yeah.
Tumeni malu.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you look at it, Karina Kapoor Khan, she debuted in the year of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, Karina Kapoor filmography has its own page on Wikipedia.
Yeah, and Karishma Kapoor does not have her own page. So, is that fair?
I know, right?
That's not fair. Yeah.
So Karina debuted when she was 16, in the year of 2000, opposite Abhishek Bachchan.
Huge.
Yeah. J.P. Datta directed the film.
Period film.
A film called Refugee.
Yeah. Panchi nadiya pavan ke jhonke. I think this was the first time. Was this the first time where it was like the Star Sun, Star Kids are launched, and it's an event. It's like a platter pick kind of Unko Deya DIY. And I don't want to say it's a platter, but it is a really good launch.
Of course.
But it didn't work out. We all know that. But still, people knew who she was.
Yeah.
And she didn't get wiped out of people's memory. You know, like some people come and they debut and unka pata nahi rehta.
Prem Kaidi.
Yeah, like Prem Kaidi. Compare Prem Kaidi to Refugee Man.
Get this. Karina was introduced as Karishma's younger sister. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She wasn't introduced as like, you know, Babita and Randhir's daughter.
Yeah. I mean, like, think about it. If Karishma, say, did not go into films, Babita would probably have to shop around for Karina as much as she had to do it for Karishma.
Absolutely.
Maybe better films would be coming, but most probably not.
No.
Because they'd be like, itne saalo baad, you're bringing a Kapoor. Like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed.
Yeah, it'll be the same struggle.
It'll be the same struggle.
But I feel Karina was luckier in terms of not even just her debut. If you look at her first 10 films, the first 10 directors she worked with was... Karan Johar was one of them. So K3G was her third film.
Wow.
Subhash Kai. Satish Kaushik. Santosh Sivan. Suraj Bhartaja. Abbas Mastan. Sudhir Mishra. She worked for a Wire film in her first 5 films. And Mani Ratnam. Like, are you kidding me? Like, Karishma didn't get a chance to work with Mani Ratnam.
Or any of these. Subhash Kai. Even Satish Kaushik. No. You know? K-Jo.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
How dare you? Tumhara koi haq nahi banta.
It's like they're giving it to you. Please become yellow successes. You know? Okay, you know what? I understand Karina also had her string of flops. But the fact is the opportunities and the level of chances she was being given.
Yeah.
One after the other.
Yeah. And even her, and even if you look at her co-stars, whether if it's Hrithik, Abhishek,
Tushar, yo.
I loved her with Tushar.
I actually like their chemistry.
Akshay Kumar, Shah Rukh, and then
Vivek Oberoi, who's also very huge at that time. And bitch, and look, apni Prem Kaidi mein, who was that guy?
So Harish Kumar.
Yeah, Harish Kumar. So Refugee happens, and then Mujhe Kuch Kehna Hai was a hit too, right?
It was a hit.
I like that movie. Tushar's only hit probably, other than Goma.
You're Goma.
Yade comes around.
Subhash Kai. The movie Subhash flop, Kai. But like, again, Hrithik.
Jackie. Rati.
Rati, yeah, okay. And that song that plays 10 times in the movie.
Yeah. And then Ajnabi, which is a good movie that she did. But maybe I felt she was overacting a lot. She's very
Yeah, her eyes go big around.
And she's like giving huge reactions.
Really?
Wow. In the beginning of her career, she was overacting a lot.
Yeah.
And you also felt that she was trying to mimic somebody, right?
Especially Mujhe Kuch Kehna, I really thought she was trying to ape Karishma. Mm. Whether if it's dancing, even her clothing.
Oh yeah.
Even, I think one of the songs, I think it was the Dupatta song.
Oh yeah, she's losing it.
Yeah, she's losing it. And I think some of her clothing was like really like copied from Karishma.
Karishma inspired. I can so see that.
Yeah, and even like some of her expression, like she was trying so hard. I'm just like, get out of here. You can't be your sister.
And her fifth film, Ahsoka with Shah Rukh Khan, period film. She's what? Okay, at this point, she's like 18?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? 18-year-old mein, ye itna bada opportunity.
Yeah.
Wo 15 saal se kaam kar rahi hai, dusri ladki.
Yeah.
How is this fair?
Yeah, and she's already nominated, and she got nominated also for the best actress.
And she also won the film for award for best debut, right? Wo to chalo theek hai. Okay, so then Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, like such huge films. And I think the fact that these films were of such big caliber, even if her acting wasn't as great, you get catapulted into like A-list.
Exactly.
Just by association of Amitabh Bachchan, Hrithik, Shah Rukh, you know, back-to-back projects with Shah Rukh Khan.
And I remember reading an interview with Karan Johar because even he was saying like, she's a star.
Hmm.
Like imagine like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham was her fifth film and he's saying, he's telling everyone like, she's a star. Like,
not my favorite.
It was so interesting that all these directors wanted to work with her, actress wanted to work with her. And like right now, like I think K3G, okay, fine. Her role was definitely one of the iconic roles. Shweta really despises that
I cannot
role.
Deal with Boo. Ooh. I cannot.
But even though I think she had only like a 12, you know, she only had a 12-minute role in that film. Not including the songs.
The songs.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So let me tell you, for 12 minutes, she made quite an impact.
Yeah. How did you
wear these clothes? I just knew it. Anyway.
And then, of course, her films with Hrithik kind of got popular. Yeah, yeah. She had that one... You know how there's always an actress like gets linked up with one hero and then there's a string of... Even though if they were not successful, but the chemistry is always talked about.
Chori chupke aadhi raat ko aakar, koi bhi apne pyar ka izhar kar sakta hai.
Yeah.
And I think now, like most actors, they were just trying to, like, you know, kind of just get in what they get.
Get whatever
just,
they get.
Like, do a variety, a little bit of action, a little bit of rom com, a little comedy.
Yeah.
And then Khushi came.
Khushi.
Oh my God.
The hype for that film.
Oh my God.
Remember that song, Tere Bina? That was like the most expensive song shot till date. And that movie was so weird. What was the premise? What was the problem? I still don't know till this
day. So it was a remake of a South Indian movie, which was a huge hit. And they literally copied or
they
like,
tried
remade,
to replicate
like scene by
work.
Scene. But actually, a lot of people did like Kareena. I remember reading like stuff about that movie, even though the movie was not strong, but Kareena, they liked her overactingness.
You're a freak. You're a cheat. Huh. You're a liar. Huh.
Why do people like overacting in this era? I think it was a thing.
Yeah,
especially for her.
For girls, right?
Yeah,
for
and her in particular, somehow people liked her bigger when her expressions are like 10 times bigger than normal. She freaks out. She gasps. Like, pata nahi kya hai.
Tum gande aadmi ho. You're a joke.
Wait.
Yeah.
So she does her rom-coms. She's doing her fun films. Okay, and then a big film comes for her that kind of changes the path of her career or kind of just makes people realize that she can act.
Yeah.
And this film was?
Chameli. Directed by Sudhir Mishra. Mm-hmm. Again, a very different film, especially at that time.
Yeah. The Rahul Bose was?
Rahul Bose was opposite to her. Again, a different, different
pair. You would
never
expect that, yeah.
Right? And, like, she plays, like, a prostitute. Mm-hmm. And it's a story between, like, two people over a night, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it didn't do well. It was average, given the budget. But her performance, their performances were actually, like, you know, appreciated. But this movie where I'm like, okay, fine, she can do a little bit.
Yeah.
Just give her the opportunity. Like, or maybe she wasn't, like, not even giving the opportunity, but I think she was just, like, doing the typical rom-coms.
Yeah. And she got a Filmfare Award for special performance, special. Whatever that means.
Which be right.
What's up, guys? Got a Filmfare Award for special performance.
Oh,
she got her Filmfare Critics Award for Best Actress for Dave.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really know.
She was actually good in it.
Hmm.
Very good, strong character.
Was it as strong as Fida? La 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 la
la la la la la la. Yo!
Because that's her next film where she plays a negative role for the first time. And I thought she was actually really good.
So Fida was good, definitely different.
I liked Fida. Even though it didn't do too well, I liked it.
Yeah, and I love the end of it too.
Yeah, yeah. The ending was really good.
Yeah. And it also started like a little bit of a chemistry between her and Shahid, yo.
Yeah. Which started, you know, the love affair apparently between the two.
Yeah.
And they did a string of films together. that didn't do too well.
I think they, Shahad and Kareena just wanted to chill, so that's why they did 36 Chinatown. Chup chupke.
Okay, I don't know why they signed that. That to pakka, that was not gonna do well.
That was bad.
She had no dialogues. She's just there to spend time with her boyfriend. We get it. Then Omkara comes around.
Oh, Omkara was a good film. She did win the Critics Award for the Best Actress for that one, the Filmfare one. And I really liked her. And it was an ensemble cast. I know Saif, Ajay, everyone was so strong in this. And Kareena was, I think, the perfect choice for this character.
Yeah. So finally, like, it's like she can act. We're seeing a little bit of evidence here and there that she can act well. And now the next thing that comes up is the big path breaking, path turning. So this, I guess this would be her Raja Hindustani? In comparison,
yeah, and look at the number of
look at how many. Yeah, so this movie, Jab We Met, is where everything turned for her, because isse pehle now it was a string of flops, minus like Omkar and all this, and it was maybe it's the men that are being like you were saying, the men overshadowed her.
Yeah,
so now it's like Jab We Met comes around, she breaks up with Shahid, they had no expectations from this movie.
Yeah, and while filming, I remember watching an interview where I think she was filming Jab We Met and Tushin together, and she was working much harder for Tushin for the whole size zero thing. And Jab We Met, she just used to come on set, take the shot, do the shot. It was Imtiaz Ali's second film. The director was not well known at that time. And she would just come on set, okay, take it and go. And then, like, but the opposite happened. Jab We Met was a turning point for her career.
Yeah, so Jab We Met happens. And a lot of guys like Geet, which I don't understand.
So I know people think Shweta is Geet, yo.
This one guy in high school, I hope you're not listening. He's like, oh, you remind me of Geet. And I was like, oh no, am I that annoying? My apologies. She did do well, though. I will say that Jo Bhi Us Nikiya's film, it was good.
Yeah, it's just that we didn't get the character.
Personally.
Personal preferences. But she was good. Yeah, like, she did act well. And
we have Golmaal Returns. Yes. I actually liked her in Golmaal Returns. Yeah. I thought she was funny as the Shaki Bibi. And
तुम्ही तो गोपाल की मौत की न्यूज़ लेकर आए हो तुम्हें पता होना चाहिए डेड बॉडी कहाँ है.
She was opposite Ajay Devgan. I know a lot of people don't like the Golmaal series. Yeah. I'm okay with it. I just didn't like the last two.
Yeah. Last five.
Mayor Mrs. Khanna, I don't know. Amreen and I talked about this, and you were saying, like, she probably only signed this
For Salman. Because, you know, the Kapoors and, like, you know, Salman Khan's family, they're
like... You gotta keep the Khans happy, man.
Yeah, you gotta.
Or you'll end up like Vivek. And now she finally does her first film with Saif Ali Khan as a couple, as his girlfriend, I guess you would say, called Qurbaan. And I think she was really, really good in this film. So
I really liked the story of that film. It was such a strong story.
It was very interesting.
And I love the characters.
Yeah.
Like you said, all of them acted really well.
Vivek even acted well.
Yeah, even Vivek Oberoi acted well.
Yeah, with his fake American accent. Like, it was convincing, man.
We are Americans.
I also think that, I don't know if I know enough to say this, but maybe she has some, like, bad luck with when she's with the men and she does a film with them, it doesn't work. Like, because the second she broke up with Shahid, Jab We Met worked.
True. So I don't think she has a hit with Saif Ali Khan ever since they started going out. Omkara, they were not going out,
They were not going out. And even Tush and May, they started liking each other, so that spoiled that.
Oh, that the couple.
I think this is
the love curse.
The love curse. Because uske baad, you know, Agent Vinod also comes around after a lot of films. So actually, before we get to Agent Vinod, Three Idiots happens.
Yeah.
Huge film.
Yeah. Huge film. Obviously, another multi-star. But then, it worked.
But the thing is, any actress could have done it. Preeti Changyani could have done it.
What?
You know? She's getting into these films that anyone can do, but they're really big films for the actor, for the main lead, the man of the film. It's huge films for them. And ladki ka role koi bhi kar sakta hai.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Asian Vinod comes around, strong role. I think it was an interesting film, riveting, you know, compared to what was happening at that time with her husband, Saif Ali Khan, flop. Yeah. And I think she did really well. I think everybody did really well in this film. But again, it didn't do... I don't know what it is.
And my favorite song's in there.
Dil Mera Mufka?
No! Raabta! Kuch to hai tujhe
se raabta. The movie, Nahi Chali. But again, I feel she did really well. But I think it's the curse of the love factor. Ya jo bhi hai, the Kapoor Khandan ka pyar. I don't know.
And then Heroine comes, 2012. Mm-hmm. Again, a very controversial film directed by Mother... I can never say his last name.
Mother Bhandarkar?
Yes.
So we, I feel like everybody thought that this film would be her fashion.
Yeah.
Like, this is the film just filled with the Kaleigi.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, okay, you know what? I think that she did what she could.
Yeah.
But I also think that she maybe thought it was a, like, a Mother Vernacular film, so she has to, like...
Yeah. I don't think she was as natural as she could have been.
Mm.
Yeah, and again, like, I feel every time she wants to do something different, she does just one token film, and then she does five, like, rom-coms or five comedies and stuff, which is fine, but you know how it is. Like, there's no... Like, you know, at one point, you just want to do different kind of roles, but I think she was just so chill about
things. She's chill. And I think she also knew... I have to take these films with the Khans or the Kapoors or whoever I can. Every now and then, I have to do it to be relevant, to still be an A-lister.
Exactly.
And they offered it to her too. They knew ki, like, she's working.
She's working in it, and people like her.
People like her.
And we're hitting 2014 now, and this is where all, like, now slowly cameos. She's starting to just do a little bit of cameos, item numbers, and stuff like that.
Yeah. So then, okay, so Bajrangi Bhaijaan, another really really big film.
Yeah.
Again, anyone could have done it.
Anyone. That role, I think she was literally there for 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And who are our nominees? Pariniti Chopra.
Sunny, aaj tu mujhe dekh lega na to 100 times I love you bolega.
Pariniti Chopra.
Sonakshi Sinha.
Sonakshi Sinha.
Bade bade ghar ke ladkon ke rishte waiting list par hai. Sab mujhse shaadi karna chahte hain.
Easily.
Sonakshi Sinha could have done that. Even Pariniti would have been interesting opposite
Salman. So even that coming back film was such a huge deal.
Yeah, it was a huge deal. Veeradi Wedding, wo bhi 2 saal ke baad kaun come back karta hai?
Exactly. Like,
at least be gone for 5.
Yeah. And minimum.
And then so Veeradi Wedding doesn't do too well. Good News comes along.
This was good.
Good News was a good film. She acted well. Yeah.
And then her last film was Angrezi Medium with the late Irfan Khan.
Irfan Khan, we miss him. We miss you, Irfan.
But she can't come in the last 10 minutes of the
film. Tell me about it. I actually haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, she's supposed to be a cop.
Supposed to be a British cop, a British cop.
Oh my god, the worst accent in the world.
Yeah.
She just asks me, like, you know, everything else is the same. The accent's still, like, brown.
Can I help you, lads?
Huh? And then she's just there the last 10 minutes of the film, but I think she just did it because she just wanted to shop in UK.
Oh, makes sense. Haan, weekend ka shopping trip bhi ho jayega. Taimur ke liye onesie leni thi.
Yeah, onesie leni thi. So that's it. And her next movie is in 2021. It's coming up this year. Lal Singh Chadda with Aamir Khan.
This is big.
So she's still in the game,
she's
guys.
She's still in the game. And you know what I think? You know what it is? I think she's very lucky because she's in that age group. She will pair nicely with these older senior citizen actors. She doesn't look like the women of their age.
Yeah.
But she still matches with them. Like, you know, like, the older ke saath chal jayega. So anytime these huge superstars, Salman Khan does a film, Shah Rukh Khan, or even Aamir, Ajay, she matches well with them. She looks good. Even with Akshay Kumar, she looks so good.
She's still doing main leads, right? Yeah. Like, but I just feel Karishma worked a lot harder to get whatever she got, and she still didn't get as much as recognition.
Yeah.
But Kareena Kapoor was handed over, like, things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, platter. But then I think that's also the thing, that Karishma paved the way for Kareena, and maybe, like, you know, as parents, even that's what, like, parents do for their children. They pave the way.
I guess.
It's easier for the next, like, you're the children and all. I think that's what the role kind of that Karishma has played for her. Yeah.
And like, literally, like, Karishma, like, even whether from her looks, like, she had a transformation from her looks, from her acting, even, like, the different roles that she has done. Whoever she paired with, Karishma, like, looked good with everyone.
Everyone.
Like, I don't think Kareena will look good with a Govinda.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
That like, to Jodi,
and she could go from Govinda to Salman, you're right. That's versatility.
So I really felt like she worked too hard. Yeah. And then by the time she got her due, they told her, okay, bye.
Like, okay, ab to aayi behan ka time aa gaya.
Even today, I feel like, oh God, I really hope she comes back and does more stuff. Kareena to waise hai. I think she's going to be here for some time.
Kareena will be here for a time.
For some time. Yeah.
You know what else? I'd like to see Karishma in a negative role.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, that would be. I feel like she'd do really well in a negative role.
Yeah.
Like a good web series.
Yeah.
Like, give her an Arya or something. Or, like, give her something like Arya.
And I feel timing matters a lot.
Timing matters.
Because 90s, like, the characters were different. And I guess 2000s, like, Kareena lucked out.
Yeah.
Things where people were trying to be okay with, like, more women-centric or stronger women characters.
And also, I feel when Kareena came out, maybe there weren't as many new girls at that time. There was Amisha.
Oh yeah, Amisha Patel. Yeah, I think
so. And Karishma, so. Like, there's like, what, there's a Urmila, Juhi Madhuri, there's so many.
Aishwarya came, 97. Aishwarya
came in the middle as well.
Yeah. I think you're right, because Kareena ke time per, like, female actors, like, Rani. Yeah, Rani
was big. Rani Kajol.
Yeah. But at that time, people were still used to them.
Yeah.
And it's like, they were looking for a new feel, and I think Kareena ka timing was really good.
Yeah.
Who do you think is a better dancer?
Karishma, without any
hands
doubt.
Down, right?
Hands down.
I think Kareena knows that, because I remember like people used to call herself like how she has two left feet and stuff initially.
So this was the first episode of the sibling rivalry series.
Yeah.
With the, I think, the biggest siblings that are out there in Bollywood, Karishma and Kareena Kapoor.
And one thing I actually do want to add is that like whatever it is, like Karishma, yeah, Kareena, they really did bring a lot to the industry.
They did.
Like, you know, whether it's acting and even their looks or whatever, right, the whole persona. And they're definitely one of like the most stylish ladies. It's really commendable what they've given to the industry.
Yeah,
no doubt.
as two women especially
the fact like how Kapoors were not allowed. Kapoor ladies were not allowed
they
to
fought
work.
Against the norm. They paved the way for Ranbir.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. But let us know, guys, what you guys thought. Let us know who was a better Kapoor, who was a better sibling.
Yeah.
Or did you like
what
both?
Films of theirs did you like?
Yeah.
And what songs of theirs did you like? Let us know. We'd love to hear about that.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we will come back next time with another sibling duo that we're going to discuss their filmography, their careers, mm-hmm, their ups and downs and all of that. And then let's see who emerges victorious. In our opinion, I think today, Karishma emerges victorious. Yeah. Make sure you guys follow us on all of our social media platforms. Do rate the podcast, and our social media handles are at Dildo Podcast.
On that note, this is Amri.
And this is Shweta.
And you're listening to
Dildo Podcast.